fishing, and I want you to tell me that you didn't catch any fish. So I go, did you catch any fish? And you go, no, blank, a one. I want you to fill in the blank for me. So did you catch any fish?
No, I didn't have any luck this time. Mm. Got one or two, but no luck.
Okay. Well, can you say, I want you to use no, and I want you to fill in the blank, and I want you to end your sentence with one.
About the fishing?
Mm-hmm. Did you catch any fish? And you go, no.
No, didn't have any luck. Oh, I caught one.
Okay. You know, Miss Scott, if that's a mire, that's one right there on the thing you use till I get back. Well, I think it wasn't me.
Okay, thank you. Okay, how about if you were telling me that you never caught one? How would you tell me that?
Oh, I'd say, oh, no, boy, I fluked out. They wasn't striking today.
But I want you to tell me how you'd say that if you said you never caught one today.
Well, I said they were not striking today. I didn't catch one.
Okay. If someone apologizes for breaking your rake and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it. Thank you.
The what? Okay.
Someone breaks something, you know, and you don't really like it too much, and they go, oh, I broke it. You go, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily have to say I didn't like it. I'd say, oh, that's all right, don't worry about it. It didn't amount to anything.
Okay. And, okay, it's raining. And you're going to go and get the laundry. And Grimley goes, no, don't go and get the laundry. It's raining. You go, no, that's okay. I'm going to go out, so I might as well get the laundry. You're going to go out whether you get the laundry.
Well, I'd say, well, I'm going on out. I'll have my raincoat and all. I just go and get the laundry.
Okay. That it's raining doesn't matter.
Hmm.
Can you fill in the blank for me?
Oh, it's raining, but I don't know how long it's going to rain, so I'm going on to get the laundry.
A child that's crying, you know, there are two children, and there's one, and he's stuffing his face with candy, and there's another one sitting there, and he's not having anything, and the one that's just sitting there is crying. He goes, he was eating candy, and he didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
What do you call the trenches that are dug by a plow?
What do I call what?
Trenches that are dug, you know, cut by a plow.
Furrows.
Okay. And now, if you raised a lot of wheat, you might say that we raised a big...
Wheat crop.
And, okay, you've got a bunch of land that you can't really use because it's got trees and stumps and brush and all sorts of things. So if you cut them down and make a road through so you can use the land, what would you say you had done to the land? What do you call the old dead grass that's left over in the ground in spring?
Stumps.
Okay. And when you, okay, you've harvested your wheat and the wheat's tied up into a... Do you have a word for it?
Well, I know what you're talking about. It's tied up into little bundles, but I can't recall now what...
That's fine. Bundles, fine. Okay, well, the bundles or sheaves are piled up into...
Stacks.